Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, first of all, let me congratulate Madam President for her election. Also congratulate and wish every success to Mrs. Margaret Chan, Director General of the WHO. Finally, I would like to express my thanks to Mrs. Susanna Jakob, Regional Director of WHO Europe, for her support to Greece. Ladies and gentlemen, changes in the global economy have a direct impact on people's health. Among the challenges we face is the increase of health disparities. There is strong evidence that the current crisis has already led to a reduction in the demand for medical care. Mostly affected are the poor. However, many high and middle income groups are now exposed to the risks of unemployment and poverty as well. The most common effect of the crisis is the reduction of private care spending and the increase of demand for the public sector. This means that if national health services are also compromised, the overall quality of medical care may decline. Countering health disparities is a priority for the Greek government. However, due to the fiscal constraints we face, the means available are limited. To give you an example, our budget for the year 2011 was reduced by circa 20%. At the same time, because of the crisis, more and more people were turning to the public health system for their care and treatment. The increase in the demand is estimated at 30%. In order to tackle the problem, Greece has undertaken major reforms of the healthcare system over the last couple of years. Our objective is to keep public health expenditure at or below 6% of GDP while maintaining universal access and improving the quality of care. Our main effort is to reform and rationalize the system, especially to reduce the waste and mismanagement. Through the reorganization of the primary health, for instance, we can achieve global coverage for the population. Through the promotion of prevention controls, we can save both lives and money. Until recently, prevention often tended to be sacrificed because of budgetary pressures. This has to change. Dear colleagues, reforming was never an easy game to play. Such a conclusion, especially now, in the time of crisis, is a commonplace. Those who have to deal with reforms, either as politicians or as health professionals, experience its truth literally every single day. Thank you very much.